Okay, just before we begin the Gemara, I was asked by a number of fellows in terms of the same Talmud Matar, what's the policy of the yeshiva for those who are here and who are daitam lachzor to chutz laretz. So you're aware that in the Mishneh Berurah, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, which deals with Shelas HaGeshamim, Mishneh Berurah, I think it's Sifkat An Hei, quotes a machlokes between the Prichadosh and the Birkei Yosef. When we say Baruch Aleinu, who do we have in mind in Aleinu? Aleinu refers to Makom Shiyotza Misham, to one's, what one views as one's permanent home, or does Aleinu refer to Makom Shenimsa Shem? You know, it's parallel to the question we have Ayonto Sheni Shal Golios, we'll have in terms of Purim, in terms of Purim de Krachim and Purim de Krozos. So we have a question in terms of Baruch Aleinu. Does the person have in mind the air, the place where he's Dai Talach, or does the person have his mind where he currently is? So the Mishneh Berurah is not Machriya. He quotes the Machlokes Achronim, and it's not Machriya one way or the other. So here we have, within Poskei Zmanenu, three Shitos. Rav Eliyashiv Shlita, and Huadin Rav Pincha Scheinberg Shlita are say that since the Mishneh Berurah is not Machriya and leaves it as a suffix, so someone who is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz temporarily during this period of time, or someone who is coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael temporarily during this period of time, is Daito Lachzor, so they should only say the same Talamatar in Shema Koleinu, not in Baruch Aleinu, because we have a suffix as to whether we should say it. And so, and since in Shema Koleinu we have no problem of Shinuim Mamadei Shetavu Chachamim, it's better to add it in Shema Koleinu before Ki Ata Shomea Tzvila Sampa Yisrael Berachamim, say the same Talamata Levracha, Ki Ata Shomea V'chulei. That's their opinion. Rav Moshe is of an opposite opinion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Orachayim Chelot Beis, Siman, I think it's Kuf Beis or Kuf Yud Beis, I don't recall. And the Dafka Rav Avadia over here agrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe starts off from a hanacha that basically, in Chutz Laretz, people should start saying Shelas Geshamim from Zayin Mar Cheshvan, just like in Eretz Yisrael. Bavel is the place that doesn't require Geshem until Shishim Yom after the Tkufa, until December 4th, December 5th. But the rest of Chutz Laretz, New York, Muncie, Los Angeles, wherever one may be, basically requires Geshem all the time. But what? Nohagu. We have a minhag already quoted by the Rush, that in Chutz Laretz they made themselves like Bavel. So, Mokom Shen Nohagu. But someone going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, he doesn't have a minhag. He's not part of that minhag. Who then someone coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, he also is no longer within that minhag. So once they're no longer stuck within the minhag, they should do what appears to be Alpi Svara, namely they should say in Baruch Aleinu the same Talamata Levracha. So according to Rav Moshe and according to Rav Avadia, someone who is temporarily in a place which means that he basically doesn't link in necessarily to the Minhag, so he should do Alpi Svara and say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu. Whether he's an American in Eretz Yisrael, whether he's a Ben Chutzla, whether he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion is basically the one which is quoted in all of the Svarim that come out on Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael, be it Tefillah Gehilchasa, be it Ishe Yisrael, of course in Halichah Shlomo, that goes without saying. It's a third opinion, but it's an opinion which we know like in the yeshiva. And that is as follows. That if someone is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and he's leaving today, so when Zayin Mar Cheshvan comes, he hasn't yet begun saying the same Talamatar, he should only say the same Talamatar in Chutz Laretz in Shema Koleinu. He has in mind his Dait Olachzor, but he should say it only in Shema Koleinu. Masha'enkin, if someone from Eretz Yisrael is going to Chutz Laretz after Zayin Mar Cheshvan, then he should continue. He already began saying here in Baruch Aleinu, he should continue. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in terms of someone coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, so that depends. If he's coming just for a short visit, he's coming to visit his kids, and he's planning on returning before December 4th, then he should say the same Talmud Matar in Shema Koleinu, like Rav Yoshev. Masha Einkein, if he's planning on staying for the year, he's planning on staying through the Onas Geshamim, he's staying post December 4th, then he should pass him like the Birkei Yosef, and say Ka'an Shei HaMakom Shenimsa Sham, and he should say in Baruch Aleinu, because he is going to be basically here for that period of time. So Lamaisa, what comes out is that if someone is coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael to learn for a year, to learn for 2 years, and Dai to Lafsar, so both according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and according to Rav Moshe, he should say Saint Alamatar in Baruch Aleinu. According to Rav Yoshev Shlita, he should say in Shema Koleinu. So, in the yeshiva here, we've been knowing like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so the fellows, both in Torah Traga and in the Kolel, both in terms of their Tefillah Belachash and Kavachomer, the Benosha Kavachomer, in terms of the Chasoras Hashatz, should be saying the Saint Talamatar in its place in Baruch Aleinu. Okay?
One more to be saying it in Shema Koleinu, if there were certain shots that were sitting back.
They would.
One word to know how you can say it in Shema Koleinu. So as Chasoras Hashatz, they would not do that. They would switch.
In Chasoras Hashatz, certainly. The question is, the Shliach Tzibur himself, who's going to say, when he says Chasoras Hashatz, he's going to say Saint Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu, what should he say in his Shmona Esri of Lachash? Should his Shmona Esri of Lachash be a chazara for what he's going to be saying? Or should he view himself as one of the members of the congregation? If he normally says only in Shema Koleinu, should then Shema Koleinu. That's a Abaya de Lifshta. That's unclear. Basically, appears to me, my humble opinion, that if he's not going to get confused, he should say his Shmona Esri de Lachash as though he's not a Shliach Tzibur, and then Chasoras Hashatz, as though he is a Shliach Tzibur. It's the same question if someone is davening for the Amud in a place which davens Nusach Sfard, and he davens Nusach Ashkenaz, or vice versa. I mean, there are a lot of such scenarios. So basically, if he's not going to get confused, so that which he says in Lachash should be his own minhag. That which he says B'kol Ram should be the minhag of the Makom. But if that's going to totally confuse him, so it's better that he have a rehearsal of what he's going to say B'kol, in a Shmona Esrei de Lachash. Some say that's the whole reason why the Shliach Tzibur has a Tefillah de Lachash, in order to serve as that rehearsal for the Chasoras Hashatz. Okay, that's Inyana Dioma, relates to the Gemara we learned previously in terms of Olei Regalim, Zayin Mar Cheshvan, etc. But now we're on Daf Heyamad Beis, where the Gemara quotes Itmar Machlokes Bifnei Kama Nos Nala, and the Bifnei Shnayim, Bifnei Shlosha, and the Gemara wants to link this Machlokes between Rav Yochan and Rabbi Chanina with the question of Rabba and Rava, that if it's a din of Lishma, we need Eidus, and if it's a din of Kiyum, then you need a Bezdin. And then the Gemara takes a step back, the Harabba Yisrei de Rava, and wants to explain that the Machlokes over here between Rav Yochanan, who says Bifnei Shnayim, and Rabbi Chanina, who says Bifnei Shalosh, is a machlokes as to whether we have a chain of Shliach Na'asa Eid, the Eid Na'asa Dayan, and then we have three Dayanim, including the Shliach, or we say, even though Shliach Na'asa Eid, Bechol Zod, Ein Eid Na'asa Dayan, and therefore we need three exclusive of the Eid. That's the Gemara's Havamina, and then the Gemara knocks that down as well, because everyone agrees that in Dinim Durabanan, Shliach Na'asa Eid, the Eid Na'asa Dayan, and the Gemara goes off to a different direction in terms of Achshash of Anisha. The question is over here, what is this concept of Shliach Na'asa Eid, and what is the concept of Eid Na'asa Dayan? Where do we have a Machlokas, and where don't we have a Machlokas? Our Gemara takes for granted Shliach Na'asa Eid. However, I sent you to the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, where over there the Gemara has a Machlokas Amorayim as to whether Shliach Na'asa Eid, a Machlokas between Rav and between the Bei Rabbi Shela. Which does the Gemara take for granted as its base position? Shliach Na'asa Eid or Ein Shliach Na'asa Eid? Which is the Maitaima? Which has to be explained? You always ask the question, if you were to be woken up in the middle of the night and said Shliach Na'asa Eid or Ein Shliach Na'asa Eid, what would you start off from the middle of the night? What would your basic assumption be? That's not the Gemara. The Gemara starts off that Shliach Na'asei. The Gemara asks, "My Taima the Bei Rabbi Shela." We have to explain why ain't Shliach Na'asei, because we have Sach HaKol 10 Psulei Eidus. We have a list of 10 Psulei Eidus, and one of them is not a Shliach. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Tes lists over there a whole list. Asara mine paslusheim, komish nimtza bo echad nemariu pasle edus, veluhen, hanashim, haavadim, haktanim, hashotim, hachershim, hasumim, harishaim, habezuyim, hakrovim, vinogim beedusam, hare elu asara. Shliach is not mentioned. So the basic position is shliach na'aseid. Why would we say ein shliach na'aseid? Which of the psulim would it come under? Perhaps, maybe. Which of these 10 psulim would maybe shliach come under? Nogei abadavar. It's the only one it could possibly come under. Do we view the shliach as a nogei abadavar? So normally we would say, ma pitom. The shliach is not, has nothing to gain, has nothing to lose. The shliach is here simply to do something for someone else. Whatever is being done applies to that person. The shliach is simply a kli, the chora, and that's why we start off with an assumption of shliach na'ase eid. To move over to ein shliach na'ase eid, we have to do one of two things. Either expand the definition of nogea bedavar, or expand the definition of shliach. Do something in order to bring shliach into the world of nogea bedavar. Which direction does the Gemara go? Is the Gemara over here expanding the concept of nogea bedavar, or expanding the concept of shlichus? Right. So the Gemara said, because after all, the Gemara starts off. The Gemara says that l'chora al pisvara, certainly we would say shliach na'ase eid alume kama alimna lemilsa. That what is an aid? An aid is someone who has a very discerning eye and is able to report to the dayanim exactly what he saw. So an outsider, sometimes outsiders, milsa delo ramele ayin she lavadaita, they don't notice all the details because it's not their thing. But the shliach, it's his thing, right? So he'll remember all the details. He'll remember exactly that which he saw because he knows that he is going to play a certain role. And so the Gemara says that the chora, a shliach, would not just be an aide. A shliach would be a super aide. He would be a professional aide. He would really be a great aide. If you're going to say ein shliach na'ase aide, so the Gemara says, ve'rabbi sheilo ein shliach na'ase aide, kevon da marmar shulcho shadim kamoso havelei kegufe. That we have over here a din of nogea bedavar kashulcho shodem kamoso. Very, very strange. L'chora, we have dapim upon dapim of Gemara that assume shulcho shodem kamoso. This is not a chiddush of Bei Rabbi Shela. Right? We have drushos. We learn out from Korban Pesach shulcho shodem kamoso. We learn out from v'shulcha mibeso that shulcho shodem kamoso. We learn out from Trumas and Maisel shulcho shodem kamoso. We have the sugyas of shlichos that shulcho shodem kamoso. What in the world does this have to do with the opinion dafka of Bei Rabbi Sheva? So here I sent you to a Gemara in Baba Metzia, which is really the key to understand our sugya, and of Tzadivava Madalef, that let's just see what we have before we see the Gemara Baba Metzia. We know we have a concept of shlichus. How would you, if you were writing a volume on shlichus, you were writing the entry for Encyclopedia Talmudis, if they ever get up to the letter Shib, on shlichus, it's almost as bad as Tokka de Dibor, right? If you were writing the entry for shlichus, how would you define shlichus? How would you define shlichus? The Torah says if we have a concept of shulchal shodim kamoso, we have a din of shlichus. What is the relationship between the shliach and the mishaleach? Pashtus, what's the relationship? Okay, but take it in what respect?
The power of attorney.
Power of attorney, excellent. In other words, that the mishaleach transfers his authority to the shliach, that the shliach should be able to do something on behalf of the mishaleach. You can make a shliach to get to marry a woman, a shliach to divorce a woman, a shliach to buy a piece of land, a shliach to be mafresh trumos and maestros, a shliach to be memane you on a korban pesach. Namely, you have a certain basic authority. This is your land. You have the right to sell it. Or you have money, you have the right to buy land with this money. You're giving that authority over to someone else to do something on your behalf. That individual is basically representing you. He's representing you in a halachic manner. That his act, the act of the shliach, is as though it's the act of the mishaleach. If we interpret shlichus that way, then we have an abaya over here in the Gemara that makes no sense. We have a din of bailav imo in the world of she'ela. That if when the shoel is shoel an object or an animal, when he's borrowing, if at that same time the lender comes along with the animal, namely that the lender is also part of the deal. I am borrowing your lawnmower and I am asking you, would you mind mowing my field with your lawnmower? We have a din of bailav imo. The bailim is accompanying the lawnmower, so even though classically a shoel is chayav on shia, geneva, aveda, and ones, if bailav imo, he's poter on all of the above. Bailav imo is a poter of the shoel. So the question is, what if I don't hire the shoel? The shoel doesn't come along, but the shliach of the shoel accompanies the object. Do we still have the din of bailav imo? Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Haomer Lishlucho, Tsevihi Shoel Li Imparasi Mahu. Now over here the question is, what does this have to do with anything? Shlichus is a concept of power of attorney. Bailav imo is a din, that if the bailim is present, the bailim is not present, this shliach is simply an individual who has power of attorney. He has the right to represent the bailim. What does this have to do with the din of bailav imo? So the Gemara says, bailav mamash ve'ina v'lecha. That's the first side, that the shliach is not the bailim, and therefore, the shoel is chayav, amshia, geneva, aveda, ones, v'chule. Odilma shlucho shaladim kamoso. And the Gemara says, if you want to understand the answer to this question, you have to go to the machlokes of Rav Yochanan, of Rav Yonasan and Rav Yoshia. Shliach kukta de Rav Yonasan for Rav Yoshia. What's the machlokes between Rav Yonasan and Rav Yoshia? The Tanya. Haomer la petropus konadorim shetehei ishti noderis mikan she'avol amokom ploni hafer la v'hefer la yachol yumufarim tamud lomar isha yekimena v'isha yeferena. Divrei Rav Yoshia. Rav Yonasan omer matzinu b'chol makom sheshuchadim kamosa. Now we have a question as to whether one can give someone power of attorney to be mefer the nedarim of his wife. Maybe it's impossible, because you need the body, the person, the mouth of the husband, and the shliach is not the husband, or maybe shlichusadim kamoso. Namely, what over here is the Gemara positing? What is the Gemara adding? What aspect may be shayach to the world of shlichus, which is not obvious? It's a deya of Rav Yonasan. It's a deya of it's a possibility within Rav Ashi that what? That the shliach not only represents the bailim, but the shliach is the bailim. The shliach replaces the bailim. That we have over here, the shliach is a clone of the bailim. The shliach, shulcho shodim kamoso, kegufo. Namely, maybe that the halachos of shliach, if we were writing that article in Sefer Talmudis, we would have to offer two possible definitions for shliach. A, shliach is someone who has power of attorney. B, maybe that power of attorney also gives him the identity of the bailim. Nafkamina, in situations where you need the identity of the bailim. To buy a piece of land, you don't need identity. You need power. To marry a woman, you don't need identity. You need power of attorney. To divorce a woman, all you need is power of attorney. But maybe we have situations where you need identity. Hafaras nadarim, isha yekimenu, v'isha yetirenu, we need identity. In terms of bailav imo, we need identity. Maybe the shliach plays that role as well. And that goes beyond just a question of power of attorney. Nafkamina for us, in terms of shliach naase, that if the shliach is the bailim, then he can't be an aid, right? No one can be an aid on himself. You can't be an aid on yourself. So the shliach wants to say that this man divorced this woman. In other words, he's totally out of the picture. He just has the power of attorney to bring the get. The question is whether his role goes beyond that of power of attorney. That's the, in other words, the conventional wisdom is no. Whereas that a shliach is simply a kli, he simply represents. However, there is an opinion of Bei Rav Shela, Shlucho Shadum Kamoso, Ein Shliach Na'asa Eid, because Havelei Kegufei. This opinion of Bei Rav Shela is the opinion over here in the Gemara in Bamitzia, that's Sarivav of Rav Yonasan. This is the side of the Abaya of saying that the din of Bei Levima will apply even in the world of Shlichus. Okay? Yes.
The basic din of Bala Vimo or Shaila, is that, what is that account? Even the Bala Vimo, he's there, but he's not taking it back into the church, not invoking the law.
What is the din of Bala Vimo is an excellent, excellent question. Pashtus is the Xeris HaKosuf, which means that we can breathe a sigh of relief, we don't have to explain it. If one wants to try and understand it, there is a Ralbag on Chumash who wants to explain that when the Bailim comes along, then the Shliach can sort of share the responsibility with the Bailim. That the Bailim is still in the picture in a very, very real sense, and that takes the Shliach off the hook. But it's the question is better than the answer. I don't know. Okay, so there is such a Ralbag. If you have to come on to a Ralbag in Chumash, you know that, you know, whereas you really have Chas v'Shalom, the Ralbag was a Gadol. He was a Rishon. I'm not saying he's not usually, we would be quoting a Ramban, a Ritva, a Chule. Ralbag in Chumash is not usually someone that we bring as a Raya to understanding, it's a Perek. We have a whole Perek in Hashoel that basically is built on the world of Baal Avimo. It's a very good, the question is better than the answer. No, how do we paskin? Shliach Na'aseid or Ein Shliach Na'aseid? We paskin Shliach Na'aseid. Namely, that this concept of the Shliach cloning the Mishaleach is a Das Yochid. It's a Das of Bei Rav Shela, Rav Yonasan. It's a Havamin of the Gemara over there in Bamitzi in terms of Bei Levimo. But that's not really the case. We do find it in a unique form of shlichus that we're going to have this concept of not only representing, but of replacing. Let me ask you, what's the halacha if someone owes me money? I want to take him to court. But that person that owes me the money, he's in New York. It cost me $1,500 to get to New York. So I have a friend in New York. Can I appoint my friend as a shliach to take that person to court? My friend is willing to do it. Can I send him a fax? Can I send him an email with an appointment? Right? Can I make a phone call? If we need that I am appointing him, he is my shliach to take this person to court. No, what do you say? I can appoint someone to buy a field for me, to sell a field for me, to be Makadesh a woman, to Megarish a woman. Can I make someone a shliach to take someone to court? So it's a Ferish Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara says that if I make someone a shliach, take someone to court, that person can say Lav Bal Devarim Didiat. Right? You are not. You can't represent that individual. You're not him. He can take me to court. You can't take me to court. Lav Bal Devarim Didiat. However, there is, this, of course, makes things very, very difficult. Take people to court, they'll always just run away to someone a little farther away. Then the Bible has to chase them. So there is a concept of harsha'ah. I can give someone a harsha'ah to take someone to court for me. A harsha'ah is a form of a power of attorney in which, basically, I am making that individual me. Namely, I am taking away the ability of someone saying, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiyat. Lav Baal Dvarim Didiyat does not apply to someone who is a Mursha. How do I make someone a Harsha? I make him like into a super Shliach. I give him certain rights in terms of what he is taking this person to court that the other side can't say, Abad Rabidiyah. Namely, that there we have a concept of a replacement. Nafkamina, that if I ask a Shliach to do something for me, and he messes things up. Let's say I ask a Shliach to buy for me the Brooklyn Bridge, and he buys for me the Brooklyn Bridge, and it turns out that he bought it from someone who didn't own it. So I can say, "Tikune shidartich v'lo la'avasi." I sent you to do me, you know, to do something in my in positive for me, not to mess me up. Right? That's mevatel the shlichus. If I send someone to marry, I want to marry a young lady, and he comes back, he found a 73-year-old widow, and he married her for me. What am I going to do with a 73-year-old woman? Right? In other words, I wanted someone to be my wife, to care of me. I don't want to take care of a 73-year-old woman. I'm still younger than 73. Sorry, Rabbi, I forgot you were in the class. I'm sorry. Okay, this later. I respect your wife very, very much. Okay. In other words, there's a concept of the tikune shadartich v'lo la'avasi. Let's say I send someone with a harsha'a to court to represent me, and he loses the case. Can I now go ahead and send someone else and say that first person, the tikune shadartich v'lo la'avasi, I sent him to court to win for me, not to lose for me. Now, what do you say? No, he's me. With the tikune shadartich v'lo la'avasi is when I have a shliach who represents me. But if he's me, I can't say the tikune shadartich v'lo la'avasi. He's me. I would have also lost the case. Namely, he's acting as me per se. He's my identity. He goes beyond being a shliach. All of this is background for a vart, I don't know what to call it, of the Rav, which was a number of years ago. They began sending out the Rav Shiur and Parshas HaShavuach over the email. It was ravtorah@shamash.org. The site may still exist. I have no idea, but they no longer send out the emails. So the Rav said, has a shiur on Parshas Vayera, which relates to our world of shlichus and harshah, etc. Shulchosh Adam Kamoso is found all over Shas, in the Gemara. But it's only found in one Mishnah in all of Shas. Does anyone know where in the Mishnah we have had the din of Shulchan Shalom Kamoso? I gave it to you as a marmokah. Brachos. Yeah, there's a Mishnah in Brachos on the Achlam Edalad Amad Beis where the Mishnah mentions Shulchan Shalom Kamoso. The Mishnah says, HaMispalel v'ta'a siman ra lo v'im shliach tzibur hu siman ra l'sholchav. And then they say that Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, he was the one who was always requested to be mispalel al hacholim, like, you know, you would ask the Chafetz Chaim to daven for a chola. You wouldn't necessarily ask, this Rosh Hashiva or that Rosh Hashiva. The Chafetz Chaim, you would ask to daven for a chola. So Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was that kind of a tzaddik chassid v'chulei. And if he found that he was stammering in the name of the chola, I know someone like this, then the tefillah just wouldn't go. If the tefillah went smoothly, then the tefillah went. That's what the Mishnah says. So Rashi over there on the Mishnah, it's a very, very clear Mishnah. Rashi says, Im shkura, im sudura tefillah b'fi b'merutza. Ve'eni nichshal. Right? Sudura, in other words, means that if the shliach tzibur is davening and it just comes out, flows out normally without any stutter, any stammer, then that's considered to be a tefillah which is going to work. So we think then, at this point, Rashi would go on to the next Dibur HaMaskil. Rashi continues. V'tchinasi nova'at milibi elpi kol ma she'ani chafetz leha'arich b'tachanunim. Rashi then continues to explain that the fact that the tefillah is smooth, that shows a certain resonance between a person's heart and his mouth, and therefore he can continue. Why in the world is Rashi bringing that in? That's parshanut hamikra. I mean, like, why? This, that's not, no. Like, Rashi explained the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Im sedura bepiv." Rashi explained what Sidura Bepiv means. So Shigura Bepi, Rashi explained it. So the Rav wanted to explain as follows. That, let's say, you ask Rav Chaim Mendoza to daven for you, and he forgets your name. So that shouldn't be a Siman Ra for you. You should say, L'tikune Shadartich V'lo La'avasi. The Shliach Tzibur, you asked to daven for you, and he messes things up. That shouldn't be a Siman Ra for the Tzibur, if the Shliach Tzibur forgets Anenu, or the Shliach Tzibur forgets Baruch Aleinu, that now, oh no, this community is now going to have this horrible winter with no rain, because the Shliach Tzibur messed things up. So the community says, Shliach Tzibur, L'tikune Shadartich V'lo La'avasi. What Rashi is explaining is why that is not the situation. And why is that not the situation? No. Just to follow one step beyond from what we spoke about earlier. Right. That this is the Shulchan Shalom Kamoso. This is the Harsha'ah. This is not the Shlichus of Shliach Na'asa'ein. This is not the power of attorney. Power of attorney, you could say, L'tikune Shadartich V'lo La'avasi. When you have a Shliach Tzibur, or you ask someone to daven for you, you're asking him to clone you. Only you could daven for yourself. You're asking him to be you. And then, if he messes things up, you have no tainus on him because he was you. You would have messed things up as well. If he doesn't mess things up, then wonderful. Then that empathy between him and you is a total empathy. He's representing you, and then the tefillah is coming directly from his heart, which is your heart, into his mouth, which is your mouth. Then everything is fine. Then we get over here. The Mishnah is giving us a definition of what does it mean to ask someone to daven for you. What does it mean to have a chazaras hashatz? That the shliach tzibur, and this you understand then, the Rav Shita, that everyone has to listen to every word of Shemoneh Esrei. You stand with your feet together. He is your mouthpiece. He is davening not just a tefillah to represent you. He is replacing you. He is replacing the entire community. And that's the concept of here, Shulchan Shalom Kamoso. What does all this have to do with Parashas Vayera? That in Parashas Vayera, we find Avimelech messing things up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu pretty badly by taking Sarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, you ask Avram to daven for you, and if Avram is willing to daven for you, then I'll save your life. And if not, no. What's going on over here? So the Rebbe put it very, very bluntly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, look, in my world you don't belong. Every person in the world has a mission. As long as a person is on his way to fulfilling his mission, he has a place in the world. You messed up your mission. So you have no place in my world. You have no zechut kiyum. But I have this Navi named Avraham. If he feels that you have a place in the world, then I'll let you stay in the world. So you better go to him and have him daven for you, because only his tefillah is going to be meaningful. Namely, if he will empathize with your faith to the degree that he will serve as your mouthpiece, then you have a chance of living. Otherwise, no. That Avraham Avinu was the Chaninda Mendoza of Avimelech. He was the Shliach Tzibur of Avimelech. If he would be Toeh, if he would be Enosh Gura Befiv, it's not going to work, because we need over here the empathy. Okay, so we have that even though within the world of Mamonos, we paskin that a Shliach is basically representative, even within the world of Mamonos, we have a Din of Harsha'ah, to move over to the identity, and within the world of tefillah, that is the concept of chazaras hashatz, of this parlo b'shvil chavero, and that's why the Mishnah mentions shulchan shalom kamoso dafka by tefillah. In the area of mamonos, generally shliach is kishluchan shalom kamoso, or shulchan shalom kamoso with a big kaf adimyon, but the shulchan shalom kamoso of beirav sheila of Hafaris Nedarim, of Bai Lavimo, of turning the Shliach into a Nogeya Bedover, that we don't pass him on. Yes?
Wouldn't it be better?
Yes?
Now that he's asking the tefillah for himself, yes. Now that he should pray himself, then a Shliach. Even so, we say Shliach completes it, but this, I don't think that Shliach would be
Chazal say, Mitzvah Bo Yisemi Vishluch. Chazal say, that in terms of tefillah, a person basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the tefillah of the individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear the tefillah of Yishmael. Hefach, that's what's pointed out by Lot. We have something fascinating in Chumash, that Avraham Avinu davens to save the Arei Sodom Va'amora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. Then Lot davens for Tzohar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no to Avraham, why is he saying yes to Lot? The answer is that Avram is davening for someone else. Lot is davening for himself. Ein lahashvot, the tefillah of someone for himself, to the tefillah of someone for someone else, even on the level of an Avram Avim. You're correct 100%. But most of us don't have, you know, we sort of feel that the Chafetz Chaim's tefillah will be better for us than our own tefillah. You don't know how many, I mean, people, unfortunately, live in this world of dimyon. That people think things that are totally, have no basis in reality. How many phone calls I get? Davin for this one, davin for this one, davin for this one. So I tell them all, I said, look, you know, or it's, I'll be happy to add it to the list, but, you know, or it doesn't substitute person davening for himself. But, you know, this mamash, you read us Hadoros, terrible man. Okay, yeah.
How can we learn out from that Mishnah? That Mishnah isn't talking, doesn't say you're not guilty of the tefillah, it just says it's simon rabba. So it sounds like he didn't have the shlichus, it's just, he did what he was supposed to do, it's just Hashem caused the tefillah not to be good because he's not supposed to.
No, the other way. The simon ra, in other words, according to the Rav, is the fact that pi velibo were not shavim, that there was a problem over here, that really there wasn't that empathy, and therefore the shlichus failed. And, you know, it's like you go to court to represent someone and you lose the case. You know, the shlichus failed. You can only go to court if you are him. But there's no taina any longer of the tikkuni shedartich v'lav asi in such a situation. You don't have to learn the Mishnah that way. I'm just pointing out that it does explain an arichas lashon and Rashi, and does explain why the Mishnah would use the phrase shil shavim kamoso that we find in the Gemara in this context, in Bav Metzia and Daf Sadivav, and in Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel. Okay. This is all we find in Chazal. What I hinted at earlier is that there is perhaps another way of understanding Ein Shliach Na'aseh Eid from a different perspective. Let's say that Kulei Alma, everyone agrees Shlucho Shodim Kamoso. Everyone agrees that Shlichus is a cloning. Everyone agrees that Shlichus is a identity, that the Shliach not just represents, but the Shliach replaces. B'chol Zot, Yitachein two deos as to whether Shliach could be an aid. Even if the shliach does actually clone the individual. Why? What psula are we working under? What's the psula over here of Aedus? What category did it fall under? Nogeya Badavar, Baal Davar. Now, how do you define Nogeya Badavar? How do you define Baal Davar? What are two possibilities? One way is...
Something that affects him.
We'll start the other side. One way is... In other words, in order to say that the shliach ain't on nase. Let's go with Svi. One way is that the shliach is, I'm sorry, one way is the Baal Davar is someone who stands to gain or lose in this situation. I'm a Baal Davar if I am affected by what is going on. There's a sale of land. If I'm affected by this sale, namely I am buying, I am selling, I am being Mekadesh, I am being Megarish. If I'm affected, then I'm already a Baal Davar. What's the other option? Not if I'm affected by it, but
if I'm carrying it out,
if I'm the one who's doing it. Nafkamina, of course, would be a Shliach. If I buy a piece of land for someone as a Shliach, even if we say, Shluch HaShem Kamoso, that I am him, so I'm doing the act, right? I'm doing the act. And as such, I would be a Baal Davar, but it doesn't affect me one way or another. This land didn't belong to me, still doesn't belong to me. I'm simply buying it for someone else. Question is, what over here is the geder of Nogeya B'Davar? Is it a question of my doing the act, or is it a question of the act having nafkaminas, kapai, the act affecting me, v'dine mamanas? The Rambam, his language... In Hilchos Eidus, and he made the list in Perek Tes, and then he goes through Perek Yud, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet, defining 9 out of the 10 psulim. The tenth psul he describes in Perek Tesvav. Kol edus shetavo hanoa la'adam mimena, eino meyed ba, shezehu kemeyed al atzmo. Dot, dot, dot. In other words, which definition the Rambam using? Is using the definition of, in other words, nogeya bedov, or someone who does the act, or someone who stands to gain or lose by the act? Nachon. Kol edus shehitavo hanoa la'adam mimena. I stand to gain or lose. So according to the Rambam, even if we were to take the definition of Shulchan Shadim Kamoso in its most extreme manner, namely that the Shliach is a clone of the Bailim, but he's only a clone in terms of doing the act. He's a clone in terms of being there. He's Baila Vimo. He's Ishayi Kimena V'Ishayi Ferena. But he has nothing to gain or to lose. So he wouldn't be a Nogei B'Dovar. Namely, that even if we want, in other words, so it's not necessarily that if you hold Shulchan Shadim Kamoso, you're going to come out with a conclusion, therefore, Ein Shliach Na'aseh. You can hold Shulchan Shadim Kamoso and still hold Shliach Na'aseh. So to hold, in order to say that Ein Shliach Na'aseh, you have to have two Hanachot. Ein Shliach Na'aseh. We have to say two things. A, that we have a Psul Eidus called Nogei B'Dovar. And Nogeya Badovar means Baal HaMa'aseh. That you're the one who is halakhically doing the act. That's A. And B, we have to say that a Shliach is the Bailim. Right? The Shulchan Shadim Kamoso, that the Shliach is doing the act. In other words, that he is considered to be the Baal HaDovar. He's not just someone who has power of attorney. He's not just representing. He is replacing. Then you put this and this together, then Ein Shliach Na'aseh. Okay? We need both. Either one of them is missing, we would have the Shita of Rav that we pass them like, that Shliach Na'aseh. Okay, that's all Hakafa Aleph. So far, so good? Okay, now let's move over to Hakafa Beis. Even if Shliach Na'aseh, we have a question, a machlokas in our Gemara between Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, whether Eid Na'aseh Dayan. What over here is the question as to whether Eid Na'aseh Dayan? Who deals with this issue? Why would we say, perhaps, that an Eid would not be a Dayan? What's our default position? You'd be woken up in the middle of the night and be asked, should an Eid be a Dayan? What would you say? who would say yes? Who would say no? Wow, a lot of people sitting on the fence. Okay. In other words, if Tosas has to explain a Shita, then what does that mean about the other Shita? Then it's totally inexplicable? What does it mean about the other Shita? Tosas has to explain a Shita. It means the other side is Pasha. So which side does Tosas have to explain? Ain Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Tosas has to explain why Ain Eid Na'aseh Dayan. We have a very, very liberal tradition. We would assume, generally, Shliach Na'aseh Eid. We would assume, generally, Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Like, why not? He's an objective person. He's a Shliach. He's not a Sachir. We're not dealing with someone who's hired. He is just a good person. He's a good person who is a Shliach.
That's all we need for a Dayan.
He has to be objective.
He's objective copy of Baal Dabar, but not copy of the Eid.
Excuse me?
He's objective copy of Baal Dabar, but not copy of the Eid.
Copy the other Eid, you mean?
Copy himself as an Eid.
But he knows what he saw.
But if you require Drisha v'Chakira, how can you ever have...
Well, Drisha v'Chakira may only be required in certain situations of Dine Mamanos, and it only means, in other words, it's very, very limited to situations, Zelos, V'chabalos, V'chule. Otherwise, we do away with Drisha HaKiva. Generally, Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Why Ain Eid Na'aseh Dayan? Well, to a certain degree, it's an extension of what Daniel said, but over here, it's much more of a powerful check and balance. What does one need in order to, so what does Tosas say? Why Ain Eid Na'aseh Dayan? Tosas asks the question in Baba Kama and Daf Tzadi Yom Medeis and gives 2/3 answers. Either it's a...
Yeah,
Svara or Gzeras HaKos? If it's a Svara, what's a Svara that Ein Eidna Sedayan? You can't have Hazama. All right? In other words, that the Chisaron is in what? In the Eidus of the Dayanus. In the Eidus, right? Ein Eidna Sedayan, because that would be a Chisaron in the Eidus. Our Eidus stands up on its own two feet without a Shvua. An Eid doesn't come to court in a Jewish system and say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. An Eid doesn't say that. How do we know the Eid's telling the truth? Because we have an internal check and balance. A, he has a cheskas kashrus, and B, there's hazama floating over his head. Namely, he has a lot to lose if he's going to lie. He could lose his life. Mida keneged mida, you have over here. Kashir zama, ken yasalo, etc. An Eid without a thread of hazama, an Eid of chi'iyah tayachol hazima, is not considered to be a valid Eidus. Over here, who's going to be mazim? The Bezdin. No one's going to be mazim himself, and therefore, it's an extension of what Daniel wanted to say, there's no check and balance on the Eid. That is one direction of Tosfos. What's the chisaron of that direction? Another Bezdin could be mazim. Right? I mean, why does this Bezdin have to be the Bezdin that's mazim? I mean, batei dinim can be... Can have, each of them have their own role. But in any case, that's one direction of Tosos, that the problem of Ein Eidna Sedayan is the Chisaron in the Eidus. The other direction is Gzeras HaKosov. Gzeras HaKosov. So we have a Gzeras HaKosov in terms of whom? The Dayan or the Eid? When you say Ein Eidna Sedayan, the Dayan. The Dayan and the Eid have, one Gzeras HaKosov is the Omdu Shnei Anoshim Lifnei Hashem, right? That we have Anoshim, Eidim, Lifnei Hashem, Dayanim. Namely, the Dayan has to be independent from the Eid. Without any Svara. It's not a Svara, it's a Gzeras HaKosov. And the other is Biyom Hanchilo Esbonav, it's much more difficult, but since Biyom, so the Dayan can be done on what he saw, if he saw Balayla, then he'd have to be Meid, and because he couldn't be done by Laila, and then we have a problem of Ein Eidna Sedayan, and it's Gzeras HaKosov beyond. But say that we have Gzeras HaKosov. So the Svara is in terms of the Chisaron and the Eid. The Gzeras HaKosov is in terms of the status of the Dayan. Fine. Okay. The Svara is weak, where we pointed out, because the Chor, you can always be find another Bezdin to be mazim. If we're working off of the Gzeras HaKosov, what chakira could we have in the Gzeras HaKosov when we say that a Dayan can't be someone who, in this context, is an Eid? That the Eid and the Dayan have to be two different people. What question is raised? Tosfos raises the question, both in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin, yes?
Have to be an aid who testified.
Or? How do we define an aid? An aid has two definitions. A, he is the one who sees. B, is the one who testifies. When we say, Ein aid na'asadayan, are we dealing with the aid who sees? Or the aid who sees and testifies? Nafkamina. What if we have three aidim to a certain situation? So can two of those go and testify? And the third one, can he be a dayan? Namely, he's not an aid who is testifying, he is an aid who is seeing. What over here is the chakira? How would you define the chakira? What are the two sides of the Gzeras HaKosov? Of two sides of understanding the Gzeras HaKosov. When we say, ein aid na'ase dayan, how would you formulate that? What is the psul? Is the psul X or Y? Again, it's Gzeras HaKosov, it's not a Svara.
Right.
But what is Gzeras HaKosov, yes?
Is the psul that he saw the case happen? Or is the psul that he's affecting how the case is done?
Sharper. No, we're saying the psul is the psul of a dayan. A dayan can't be someone who, in this case, was an aid. But what are we saying over here? What does that mean? In this case, was an aid. In this case, was. Or I would formulate it as follows. Any suggestions? Do we say that a person who has on his head the status of an aid, he can't be a dayan? And then it's an open question. What gives a person the status of an aid, the riya or the haggadah? Or do we say that a dayan can't paskin based on his edus? He can't paskin based. What Gzeiras HaKosev is telling us is that even though he believes his edus, he can't paskin based on his edus. The second way of learning is only going to knock out an aid ha-me'id. Then he'd be paskining based on his edus. But the first way would knock out even the aid ha-ro'eh, because the aid ha-ro'eh may already have a status of an aid. Okay, so that's a machlokas rishon. Machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ri, both in Tosfos in Baba Kama and in Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Yeah.
What was the first way of formulating it? Well, not the paskin. What was the first way?
That someone who has the status of an aid can't be a dayan. Anyone who is a gavra, he's an aid begavra. He can't be a dayan begavra. He has the moment he has a chalos shem aid, he can't have a chalos shem dayan. Boom. In other words, it's what we call more of a gzeras hakosuf. And then you have a question: at what stage does a person get a chalos shem aid? Via the Re'iya, via... In other words, again, this has more nafkaminas. We also have a din of Nimsa Echa Mehem Karov Apasul. Nimsa Echa Mehem Karov Apasul, is this a din of an Eid Re'iya or a din of an Eid HaMe'id? Nafkamina, of course, at a wedding. Right? At the wedding, so generally the people who see the chuppah are the parents, right? The husband, you know, the parents of the chasan, parents of the karov, they're the closest ones. The photographer doesn't push them aside because they're paying him. But he pushes the Eidim aside. But he's getting paid by the parents. So the parents see it. Right? So that's a problem. Nimsa Echem Hem Karov Apostle. So our minhag is that the chasan should be miyached the Eidim. And he's saying that the parents are not my Eidim because we don't want to have over here even an Eid Haroah. Okay, and according to the side in Tosfos. So according, if you hold that an Eid Haroah is already Nimsa Echem Karov Apostle, we want to take that status off of the parents. There shouldn't be an Eid Haroah. If you hold only an Eid HaMeyid is an issue of Karva Pasul, so there's no need to be Meyached Eidim. The whole Yichud Eidim is only because of the day of Tosfos, they have a problem of Eid HaRoeh. Okay. And generally, as I pointed out to you, most weddings take place based on a non-Sahadeh. Namely, the Eidim don't see the handing over of the ring. The photographers see it. Generally, they're Pasul Eidus. And they weren't Meyuchai. But what? But the Eidim, what they hear everyone say, Mekudeshet, Mekudeshet. Right, they hear that. In other words, so they figure that Kanere, the Chassan put the ring on it, and on that basis, the couple is married, based on the Anan Sahad. Kanere, that must have been, otherwise, why would everybody be so happy? To apply all of this to our Gemara, right, these questions of Shliach Nasa Eid Nasa Dayan, these are Shastri Sugyas. To apply it to our Gemara, what is a little unusual? What is the realm of the Beis Din over here in our Gemara? We have a shliach bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. We say that the shliach should say, at the time he's handing over the get to the woman, v'fanai nechta, v'fanai nechta. He should do that in front of a Beis Din. Correct? Our question is whether the shliach can be one of the members of that Beis Din. Correct? That's our issue. What is the realm of Beis Din in our Gemara? Kiyum Shtaros particularly, but in a broader sense. Generally, what two functions does a Beis Din, can a Beis Din function as? If you open a Rambam to Hilchos Mamrin that deals with Beis Din, what are the functions of Beis Din? To Paskin and to do Maisa Beis Din. Namely, we have a concept of a Psak Din, and we have a Maisa Beis Din. The Paskin, Chayav, Patur, Asar, Mutar, Bechule, those are Psakim of a Beis Din. Over here, we have a Din, that this has to be done in a context of a Beis Din, a Maisa Beis Din, in order to keep the Shliach on his toes. That's what we saw back on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that we wanted. Once the Shliach knows he's going to have to hand it over in front of two or three, he's going to be Daika Bei Milsa. So we have over here a din of a Maisa Beis Din. like a prusbo, is a maisa bezdin. It's not a psak, it's a maisa bezdin. The fact that when a couple gets married, there's a ksuva, so there are those who say the ksuva doesn't have to be written. It's chal as a maisa bezdin. Once chazal were metakin, it's a maisa bezdin. What over here is the chiddush of our Gemara in terms of shliach na'ase eid, and the question is whether eid na'ase dayan. That on the side is saying that a gavra of an aid can't be a dayan, then it's understood. But if we say the whole problem is I can't paskin based on my edus, I'm not paskin. There's no psak over here. Namely, this we are not dealing over here with a classic bezdin which is paskining. We're dealing over here with a bezdin which serves as a maisa bezdin. That's what would normally be the case. I sent you to a Rambam in Hilchos Edus, of all places, where the Rambam describes what goes on in a very, very different manner when the shliach is coming in front of a bezdin. Let me just read to you the Rambam that I sent you to. In Perek Hei Hilchos Edus Halacha Tes. The Rambam in the previous halacha pointed out, ein eid na'asadayim. Generally, we say, ein eid na'asadayim. Our Gemara's conclusion is that since we're dealing with a din drabanan, eid na'asadayim. Right? That's the baskan of our Gemara. The Medra Amurim says the Rambam, b'davar shetzarach eidim min ha-Torah, b'tzarach deyonim lodun oso davar min ha-Torah. Avogol shedivreim eid na'asadayim. Heim amru v'heim amru. When Chazal set up the requirement of eidus and dayonus, in this case, they set it up within a certain framework. Of Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Fine, that's the maskon of our Gemara. The Rambam then continues, Keitzad, Echot Shehevi HaGet V'Amar B'Fonai Nechta V'Fonai Nechtam, Hu V'Shnayim Nosnim Osala, V'Nimtza Ki'ilu Natruhu Mi Bezdin, V'Chein Kol Kayotzei Bah. What over here is the process that the Rambam describes? What is the role over here of the Bezdin? To certify that something was handed over to her in front of a bezdin to serve as bystanders. What's the realm over here of the bezdin? What does Rambam say? That's what Rambam says. Rambam says, "Vahu, name of the shliach, ushnayim, the two people who were there, nosnim osala. The three of them hold on to the get, the shliach plus the other two individuals, and she is receiving the get from the bezdin." Nimtza ki'ilu natluhu mi bezdin, v'chein kol kayotzei bazeh. Wow. In other words, it's fascinating. We don't find this at all with Hilchos Gerushin. In other words, that the process of handing over a shliach in a situation of a get coming from Chutz La'aretz is a process of taking the shliach, making him a dayan, having him say v'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, while handing it over with the other two dayanim, that she's receiving this get from a bezdin, that's what makes her megureshet. Okay? Very fascinating. So in this respect, this is the drabanan. This is not a classic maisa bezdin. A classic maisa bezdin, something which is witnessed by a bezdin, something which is given a stamp of approval by a bezdin, like a kiyum shtar, right? That the bezdin writes a henpeik. That's a maisa bezdin. Over here, we're dealing, even though the reason for nefta may be kiyum shtaros, but the process, according to the Rambam, is a process of actively handing over a get by a bezdin. So far, so good? Okay. Let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, Tanya Kavose de Rav Yochanan. Again, Rav Yochanan was the one who says that Nosnala, you learned the Gemara until the end? Rav Yochanan was the one who said that Nosnala bifnei kama? Rav Yochanan shid bifnei shnayim. So we have a braisa that mentions nosnala bifnei shnayim. But this braisa brings in a very, very extreme shita of Rav Meir, and even the shita of Rabbanan is something that has to be reckoned with. What if we have a situation as follows? Maybe giving dinas hayam and nosnala v'lo amar l'fanei nechfanei nechtam. Namely, we're dealing over here with the get, which is pasul midrabbanan. Rabbanan required l'fanei nechfanei nechtam. It wasn't given. So the halacha is, according to Rav Meir, Yotzi, that the man who married her has to divorce her, v'havlad mamzer divrei Rabbi Meir. Namely, according to Rav Meir, what is this woman's status when she was, turns out that she was given a get puzzle? She's an Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish midrabana, but Eishes Ish. And therefore, this Eishes Ish creates a Vlad Mamzer. Midrabana, but a Vlad Mamzer. That's according to Rav Meir. Chamim Omrim, Ein ha Vlad Mamzer. What is her status, according to Chachamim? We pass on like Chachamim. So what is, I sent you to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? What is her status? What's the, what is her status? Ein avlad mamzer. Can she remain married?
No.
Well, that depends. Just read you the Rambam. Hilchos Gerushin. Perek Yud. Very long perek. Chol makom sha'amarnu b'chibur zeh sha'haget pasul. Again, this is according to Rabbanon. Haget pasul midivrei sofrim bilvad. V'nifsula bo min ha'kohuna midivrei Torah. In other words, because midoraisa, she is megureshes. Only midrabanan, she's not megureshes. V'lo tinasei l'chatchila. V'imniseis lo teitzei. V'havlad kosher. V'kosfim lo get acher kosher. V'nosnim lo v'hi tachas ba'ala. V'im I efshar l'chtov acher. V'haya ha'ba'al v'tik. The Girish Me'atzmo, name of the Baal, was like from the Vasikin. He was a chassid. He realized that we have a problem over here. Hareza Meshubach, im ein labanim. Avalim yesh labanim lo yotin ne psul haget, shema yotzi la'az albanav. So we have over here a whole procedura, what should be. But basically, according to Chazal, according to Chachamim, she is only ki eishas ish. Not Eishes Ish, who is Osir Laba'ala V'Osir Laboala. She's Muteret Laba'ala. But she's Eishes Ish in what respect? She's Muteret to her husband. She's not, in other words, her child is not a mamzer. In what respect is she an Eishes Ish? She needs another get. Namely, she needs another get, right? So she needs another get to be totally divorced. So she's Ki Eishes Ish. In that respect, we have over here the results of get posul. So according to Rav Meir, she's Eishes Ish Midrabana, with an Iser Laba'ala, Iser Laboala, Havlad Mamzer. She's Erva. She's an Erva Midrabana. According to the Chachamim, she's did something very, very improper. However, she's basically Muteret Laba'ala. Her child is not a Mamzer. There's no Arayos over here. But, Tzarech Tzricha Get Acher. Right? Kosvin La Get Acher. That's what's pointed out over here. Chamim Omrim, Ein Havlad Mamzer. Keitzad Yaseh, but she needs a get. Yitzlena Himena V'yachzor V'yitnena Labif Neishnayim. We could take the same get and give it back to her, but this time do it properly. V'yomar B'fanai Nechta B'fanai Nechtam. Okay, that's the Braisa. And since the Braisa said B'fnei Shnayim, that's the Raya to Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara asks, what in the world brings about Rav Meir to be so machmir? Rav Meir mishum de lo amar fana nechta fana nechta am yosif avlad manzer. In Rav Meir latay me damar avim nuna mishmei de ula amay Rav Meir kol ha meshan mevdeya shetav chamim begitin yosif avlad manzer. Rav Meir holds that a get, which is pasul midrabanan, is the woman is an eishes ish midrabanan. Okay, this is Rav Meir shita, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbanan. Yes?
So Rav Meir would say that child is a mamzer, so on the
Dura Bon
level, like,
isn't
that harsh?
Aren't you the Raisa, the child is not? Midoraisa, child is not a mamzer. Child is a mamzer, Midrabanan. No rabbi is going to marry the child.
So what?
No rabbi is going to marry the child.
Wow.
If the child goes on his or her own and gets married in front of two Eidim, so Midoraisa, there is Kedushin. But Midrabanan, the child is a mamzer. Okay, we don't have, again, we have pass on Rav Meir, but Rav Meir, that's his shit. Okay, we have over here a Tosfos. Yotzi himena v'yachsov yitnena lo v'yomar v'chulei. The previous Tosfos just mentioned that according to Rav Meir, ein takona, kevan shavlad mamzer, I mean, so there's nothing to do. You know, you can't reverse an erva. We have meuvas lo yuchal litkon. We have a problem according to Meir. According to Rabbanan, we basically she's requires a new get, so that we can provide. We can provide her a new get to allow her to get married l'chatrila or to continue living with her husband if she's already married. What does this new get consist of? Second Tosfos, Yitrena himena v'yasi nena lava yomar. Mikan mashma, says Tosfos, Tzorech lomar bish'as nesina b'fonai nechtav. Midiko amar yitrena himena. V'hu hadin la'achar nesina toch kedei dibur. V'mahani. Midiko amar la'el sh'nas nalo kishaya pikeach o hispik lomar fonai nechtav ad sh'nitzkaresh. So you see you have a toch kedei dibur. Avalachar kedei dibur mesafka l'ri imahani calls man shasukin ba'oso inyan ilav, the kodem lari mesafka le imahani. Okay. Question is, what over here brought up this fakos of the ri? In words, basically, she needs a get to be handed over to her with the b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. My nafkamina, if the b'fanei nechtav is done before the get is handed over, or after it's handed over, why is the only thing which is clear to the Ri that it should be done while it's handed over. What over here is pushing us so much to that direction? I mean, what over here was the understanding of the Ri? That perhaps what? Perhaps what is a fanai nechtam linked into, built into, that would require such a scenario. One option is that the fanei nechtav is a din in Nesina, and were the Nesina to be post or pre fanei nechtav, it's not a Nesina. It's like tri gitech nel yabikarka. Namely, we have over here a chisar, and the Torah says v'kasav l'sefer krisus v'nosan biyada. What Chazal did is redefine the Nesina. The Nesina has to be accompanied with the fanei nechtav, otherwise it's not a nesina. The same way that if the baal or the shliach would throw it to the ground and say pick it up, that's not a nesina. This is also not a nesina. That's one option. And toch kedei dibur, that is a nesina because that's a din b'chol ha'tara kula. A toch kedei dibur kedibur dami. Okay, it's no worse than the din of the sugi of toch kedei dibur deals with kriya, right? If someone were to be korea and then the person on whom he was korea were to die, Tolk de Dibur after the Kriya. He thought the person was dead, but really the person was alive, but he died Tolk de Dibur. That's considered to be Kriya Almeis because it's all considered to be Bevas Achas. So over here, the Nesina would be Bevas Achas with the Tolk de Dibur. Or, what other option do we have? Because that's going pretty far. To say that Bafana Nechtav defines a Nesina? Nesina is a physical act of handing it over. To say that the words defined in Nesina is possible, that's what Chazal did. But what other option is on the table?
You should say that there's a separate din of fanei nechtav, but it's not, it has to be...
But what... fine. But try and build that into the case. Who says fanei nechtav? Who is the only one who has the right to say fanei nechtav? A shliach. Only a shliach can say fanei nechtav. Okay? Now, how do we define a shliach? When is a shliach defined as a shliach? Maybe what? I send someone to buy a piece of land for me. I send him at 6 in the morning to buy a piece of land for me. He buys it at 12 noon. When is he a my shliach? From 6 to 12? From 12 to 4 until he comes back? Or only as he's giving it? Maybe over here the problem is that b'fanei nechtav has to be said by a shliach. He's only a shliach when he says it. Right? He's only a shliach when he says it. And then, at that moment, when he says it, either he's going to, you know, say fanei nechtam, or he's not going to. If he says it too early, it wasn't said by a shliach. If he says it later on, it's too late, it wasn't said by a shliach. It has to be said by a shliach, and only at that moment he's defined as a shliach. Okay, those are two options. Now, community between these two options, we'll hold off for next time, but I'd like you to see for next time two gemaras that deal with what Tosfos raises. Tosfos raises the question of a fanei nechtam, toch kedei dibur. Toch kedei dibur, kedibur dame, is a din b'chol ha'Torah kula, with, according to one Gemara, two exceptions, and according to another Gemara, four exceptions. I'll send you to the two Gemaras, and I want you to tell me how does that impact upon this Tosfos. Okay? One Gemara is the Gemara in the Darim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. And the other is the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Kaf Tes Amud Beis. One mentions two, one mentions four. One of those exceptions should raise your eyebrows because it's very, very relevant to our Tosfos. And the question is then, how relevant? Now, in order to understand the relevancy to our Tosfos, there's a machlokus between the Ran and the Rashbam. The Ran is in Nedarim, and the Rashbam, of course, in Baba Basra, as to why we have exceptions to the rule. If we have a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula, a Tolka Dibur K'dibur Dami, why should we have either two or four exceptions to this rule? And so I'd like you to see the Ran and the Rashbam. The Ran is there on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Rashbam begins on Kuf Kaf Tes Amud Beis, but the line that you need is on that Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. It's the Rashbam, which the Rashbam was very long. Sometimes the printers just gave up and just moved to the next page. So on the top Rashbam on Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, that's what I want you to see. Okay? That will complete this Tosfos. Then we'll move into the next Sugya that I hope you already saw in Bikiyus, in terms of how much of the get actually requires lishma. So the bottom Tosfos over here speaks about the shita of one line. And the question is, what is one line? Why is that at all meaningful? So think, right? Think, what does Tosfos say? What other alternative could there have been to learn the Gemara, aside from the way Tosfos learns? Then the ken kul musa, hearing the scratching of the pen, Tosfos raises the issue of Asuma. Over here, see a machlokes rishonim between the Rush. The Rush over here is Siman Gimel, and the Ran. The Ran is found on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the pages of the Rif, the bottom Ran. It says Emasuma, actually, because Emasuma. So see the Ran. And then, of course, Rashi over here on Ken Kul Musa has two Perushim. Try to understand the two Perushim. Okay, that'll take us down to the two dots. Then we have a sugya to be learned, Bibikiyus, namely Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, on the status of Bavel, various precincts of Bavel, etc. Learn that until the middle of the Vav Amud Beis, until Rav Yosef. Up to Amar Rav Yosef, not including. I wrote a page of Amar Komos, but the printer wasn't working. On that, in other words, there's a shita of Rabbeinu Tam on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. It's the bottom two lines of the Vav Amud Aleph, in terms of Bizman Hazeh. See the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, and see what he adds to, or subtracts, does he learn like Rabbeinu Tam or not. One more point, and that is, look in the Achronim, the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis mentions that one shouldn't be machmir nowadays, shalalahotzi la'az al-gitim harishonim. This is a very, very real issue in many, many areas. Those of you who are studying the Rav HaKefet, so what?
Please,
right. That's his doctoral thesis, but master's thesis. But leaving aside the get of cleaves, nowadays in terms of gerus, so in other words, kind of a different standard than used to be, and then you have a question in terms of previous gerus. Very, very real question. Where do we apply the principle of shelo lahotzi la'az al gitim harishonim? So I want to send you the two pischei tshuvos in Yoredeya. And then you can follow up on that on your own. One is in Hilchos Nedarim, Simon Reish Yud Dalad, Sifkat and Dalad. And there the Pesach Tshuva brings us back into Orach Chaim, quotes of Magen Avraham in Orach Chaim. And the second one is in Hilchos Mila, in Simon Reish Samach Vav, Sifkat and Tesvav. In other words, both of those deal with where it appears that there had been a practice that was very, very common. And then they wanted to tighten up the standards to be machmir, and the question was whether we should apply the principle of shalal hotzi la'az al harishonim. So that we'll start off with chronologically. Then we'll move over to the other things. Okay, so we'll be neder on Yom Revi'i at 9:00. The next sugya we'll see, the iyun, will be the sugya of Sirtu. Those who want a head start, Rabbi Bednarsh is giving us a word tomorrow.